You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I do want to give a big shout out to Principal Molly and her team over at Pfeiffer Molly. Elementary. Sweet Molly. I made my way over to Pfeiffer Friday afternoon after the show because it's on the chopping block. It's one of the Jeffco schools that they're going to be shutting down. I believe we did the calculations correctly. I went to Pfeiffer from 1985 through 1992, kindergarten through sixth grade. And I wanted to go back and visit and just kind of, you know, fart around the school a little bit. I've met a lot of people at that school that I am still friends with today. One of which is my dear friend Terry, who I actually brought along with me. I met her in kindergarten back in 85. So she came with me and my sister went with me and they showed us around the school. And it was really sad, but fun and exciting. We said that to the principal, Terry did. She said something to the effect of, I feel really bad. I'm sad for all of you because some of you are losing your jobs and you're moving on to other schools, but I am so happy to be here right now and to be able to experience, you know, some of the memories and stuff.
That's bittersweet.
It really is, man, but it's so true. It's like you go in there and the doors are shorter and they lowered the ceilings apparently, Dom, and everything is, you know, a lot smaller.
I told you on Friday it was going to seem like you were a giant walking around.
It really is. The principal's like, get down on your knees. She's like, and now reminisce. So we all got on our knees and we're like, oh my God, yeah, this is how it feels. The other funny thing she said was, it was like one of the first things when she saw us, she's like, what does it smell like in here? And we all went, exactly the same. It's weird how after all these years, the school smells just like it did in 1985. It was the weirdest thing. And they've done remodeling and put new carpet in and everything. So I don't know what that's all about. But we spent a lot of time in there. I spent a lot of time in the music / drama room. That's where my favorite teacher, Mr. Gillum, taught. And I guess he was in there a week earlier. I had just missed him. But it was really nice. We took a few photos.
Well, that's fun. I'm glad you got to do it, man.
It was a good time, Dom. It was really great. So it'll be sad to see that school get closed down. Saturday, kind of bittersweet as well. We had breakfast with Santa.
Can we back up a little bit?
Sure.
Are we going to talk about the photo you sent me or are we not?
Which one? Oh, that. Nah, I don't want to bash.
We're not going to talk about that?
I forgot about that. I guess if you want. It was kind of funny. Because we're walking by on the outside of the school, getting ready to go
Let's
in.
Let's not talk about it. Because I want the
You're right.
shout out.
I don't want to. I don't
Pfeiffer.
Want to.
Pfeiffer, how do you pronounce it?
Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer Elementary.
Pfeiffer. It's a weird spelling. Pfeiffer Elementary. I want it to just be entirely positive.
Yeah.
This can just be our little laugh. How's that?
I like that a lot because we did have a little laugh about that. Saturday, like I said, bittersweet as well because we had breakfast with Santa, which we do every year. We do it Foothills Park and Rec. They do a little get together with a bunch of kids. They have breakfast. Santa comes out, really mingles with the kids for like a couple hours, and then you talk to him and, you know, sit on his lap and all that crap. I think it's pretty much going to be the last time we do that. I think so. Reed is, you know, he's going to be 12 next year. He's already completely over Santa in his hijinks. And then our little Lila has massive amounts of stranger danger. So she hates every second of this. She hates looking at Santa, talking to Santa, touching Santa. She hates all of it. So I think, as far as my little family bubble goes, Santa's probably going to be done now. Okay. I don't think we're going to do it anymore.
Well, all right.
Yeah, it's so funny to look at the pictures that we took from the weekend and Reed's like, his face is like, like, why are you doing this to me?
Making me do this again.
And then speaking of pictures, did you see the ones I've posted of the cookies?
Oh, yes.
Knick-Knack
I did see a couple of
does
those.
Her annual cookie exchange in like a week. So I benefit from this because she does like a week before test drive and she tests out various recipes for her cookies to make sure she's got the best one for the cookie exchange. And I was rewarded by some delicious cookies this weekend. Really
good.
What
do you think is going to be the best one this year?
The wasabi tuna sriracha crackles, I think, is going to be the winner this year.